Strange Noises. Welcome to the News Hour. I'm Steve Lenman. My guest today is David Matheson. David is an internationally recognized media expert with over 20 years of content distribution experience. He's got a new book, and it's a very appropriate discussion, I think, anywhere, and certainly on Republic Broadcasting, because they know what the situation is and what Republic is all about and what we try to do in this program. David's book is called Be the Media, How to Create and Accelerate Your Message Your Way. And it helps virtually anybody, educators, librarians, journalists, students, people like me, people like you, the listener. It helps us all promote social change by effectively creating and widely distributing our ideas, real information, not the garbage that Republic talks about. And maybe they'll air that commercial during this hour. Well, you know what that is, and you know what this is. David, I welcome you to the program.
Thanks, Stephen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's terrific having you on and having had Mickey yesterday and following up with you. What a dynamic duo that is. So I am delighted, absolutely delighted.
I completely agree. You know, for your listeners who didn't catch the interview you had yesterday with Mickey Huff, and a lot of folks, I promoted this to my list as well, this interview today. But for those of you who are listening, Mickey Huff and Peter Phillips, they just published Project Censored 2010, which is the top 25 censored stories of 2008 to 2009. And Mickey is just such a great guest. So those of you who haven't listened, Stephen does have archives up on his website on republicbroadcasting.org, and I would definitely encourage you to listen to that because Mickey really nailed the problem, right, Stephen? I mean, I hope that our goal is that Be the Media is part of the solution, but boy, when you listen to Mickey talk or pick up that book or go to projectcensored.org, you really get a sense of what the problem is, and that really is corporate control of the media.
Oh, there's no question about it, and Mickey is one of the few people I've met. I was out to California a year ago, September, met Mickey, met Peter, met some of the people at KPFA. They're having their problems, and I was enlisted yesterday to get in the fight to help save Flashpoints Radio, and that's the kind of fight I relish, David, to save the real media. We need to get rid of the bogus media, and we need to promote the real media. I hope this program is one of them. Flashpoints Radio absolutely is one. And I'll have a lot more to say about it, and I have an article all written, still being edited, to put out, to send to the general manager of KPFA on what they're doing, what they shouldn't be doing, what people need to know about to take action to reverse the horrible decision. But we want to talk about being the media, the real media, in your book, David. When you hear music come on, it means a break is coming. We have one coming very shortly. But there's that music. The clue that is ruthless, David. It gives us a little advance warning, and then it just cuts away, which, of course, it has to do. Let's take that break, come back, and then explain what you try to do in the book. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
The PerkyLite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary PerkyLite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Talking about his new book, Be the Media. David, let me let you take over and explain the message of your book and what you're trying to get across to readers and why it's so important.
Stephen, you know, it's a delight to be here because I get invited to speak. I've spoken within the last few weeks everywhere from the United Nations to the U.S. Embassy and, you know, Columbia University's School of Journalism. And usually I get asked even about, you know, your listener at home maybe, or in their office maybe wondering, you know, how can I get I have an important message to get out, but I just don't know how to get it out there. How do I get my message, my product, my service, my people through the noise of the Tiger Woods, you know, Michael Jackson junk food media? And as I said, Mickey Huff did a great job. We do make a dynamic duo because, I mean, if you pick up Project Censored's 2010 or Be the Media, they make a great combination because I really tried to focus on the solutions. I tried to answer that question in Be the Media of how are people getting their message out, whether you're a musician, a podcaster, a blogger, a politician, an activist. And I looked at examples across all of these fields. And most people that interview me, Stephen, when I get interviewed, I usually get asked about the first half of the book, which is all about, it's a how-to. You know, it's 536 pages of success, examples of people who have been successful in getting their message out by blogging and podcasting, creating their own radio shows, just like you, Stephen. Examples like Talking Points Memo or Fire Dog Lake or Huffington Post or even Indie Media. How to create your own radio show, how to use YouTube and social networks like MySpace and Facebook and social media like Twitter. And so I usually get asked about all of that information. But the reason I'm so delighted to be on your show is I rarely get on a show where people ask me the real reasons that I wrote the book, you know, the underlying reasons behind the book, and that's really what's in the second half of the book, which is it's really great that people can create the next great blog post or podcast or radio show or, you know, YouTube video, but I can't underestimate the importance of owning the infrastructure. And it's great if we can create a great blog or podcast, but if we can't get that blog or podcast to our friends across town, or our comrades across the sea, it's kind of a moot point, right? So there were reasons that I put the book together in this way. You know, there's 536 pages in the book, and the whole second half is really focused more on community media, owning the infrastructure, like low-power FM radio, like public access TV stations, even Creative Commons, a more flexible version of copyright. And one of the things I really like to touch on today is the importance of community broadband, you know, owning the broadband infrastructure instead of letting a couple of large telecommunications companies and cable companies controlling the on-ramps, because I believe we're in a renaissance period, and this is the infrastructure battle of our generation. You know, we've seen it in the past with the elites controlling the distribution of electricity and other critical infrastructure, where only the elite gets it first, and the rural communities and the poor people get it, you know, as an afterthought. But really, the community, as Robert McChesney rightly points out, community broadband, or access to a free and ubiquitous high-speed internet, is really the infrastructure battle of our generation. So I'm kind of delighted to be here, because I want to get into maybe some more of the reasons as to why I structured the book.
Absolutely. If I can interject one comment, I'm going to get Bob McChesney on this program, I hope sometime early in January, because he has a new book coming out on another topic, and I've had him before on his previous books. I reviewed two of his books, one called Communication Revolution, and he strikes the same point that you're making. He uses a phrase that we're at a critical juncture, quote-unquote, because of all the technology that we never had years ago. He sees this period of time that could go on for a number of years, that this is our chance, us, we the people, to really take over the space and be the media, and then I'll let you continue with the means we have and so on, and including why it's so darn important. I think people listening to this program know why it's important, but I'll let you go into all of it. But we really have a chance to do what we never could do years ago. I mean, I'm an old guy. I grew up when there was no internet. There were no computers. to research a paper back in college, David, I had to go through Rolodex cards in the library or roam through the stacks. Oh, my God, what a chore. Now it's a piece of cake compared to what I went through. But let me let you continue.
Yeah, we're at an unprecedented time, and that's usually what I get paid to speak about, you know, and I get interviews on radio and television, is to talk about this, what I believe, and I'm not alone. I mean, Douglas Rushkoff of NYU and Karen Armstrong, who wrote The Great Transformation and A History of God, they're talking about the same thing. They believe we're in a renaissance period, and I completely agree with them, only this renaissance is significantly different than previous ones. You know, in this renaissance, everyone has the opportunity to interact and to collaborate. You know, if you've got a cell phone and a connection to the internet, you know, you don't even have to be literate. You know, previous renaissances, you needed that technology of literacy and language. Today you can upload a photo or a video to YouTube and attract potentially millions of people from around the globe. So we are in an unbelievable period of human creativity, a grassroots flowering of creativity. And I agree with you, Rob McChesney. You know, I've got a great quote from him in the introduction to Be the Media, where, you know, he goes on to say that, you know, we at key moments in U.S. history, you know, there's been these big debates over how to structure the media system. And unfortunately, in the past, it's usually been controlled by powerful commercial interests, you know, it's dominated by them, underwriting legislators to go in and gift wrap and deliver to Wall Street and Madison Avenue the TV spectrum and the radio spectrum. And we're at a point now where FM cable and satellite television and even cell phone spectrum, you know, they almost bid folks out of the market for satellite spectrum. So there's really no competition and lack of innovation. But what Bob says is that today, the wonderful thing about what's happening is people are actually starting to realize that these policy decisions that are made in Washington have an effect on us locally. You know, the Telecommunications Act, for example, in 1996. And this, by the way, was written with Clinton and Gore in the White House. So it doesn't matter who's in the White House. You know, it was a Republican-controlled Congress. But one simple provision in that Telecommunications Act, as you know, Stephen, practically decimated, you know, localism in radio. I mean, now we find just corporate consolidation. But I'm trying to keep a hopeful tune here, because I believe what we're seeing is an unprecedented opportunity where people are now participating in the policy process. And a great example of that was 2002, 2003, you know, when Michael Powell, as chairman of the FCC, tried to consolidate the media even further. And as I mentioned, I'm glad I'm getting a chance to talk about sort of why I wrote this book. That was one of the biggest drivers in why I structured the book this way, that I wanted to let people know that there are ways to get involved in policy decisions, and also ways to control the infrastructure, telephone, television, you know, local radio, and especially the future of communications, which is the broadband internet.
Well, I remember what Michael Powell tried to do, and it's been a while, David, I wrote about it, and how there was a groundswell of public opposition, so much flooded the FCC, that we didn't stop everything, but we stopped what he really wanted to do. And of course, we have a new administration, new FCC. Now the battle continues. It's been going on for a number of years for net neutrality, which is so crucial. And at least on the surface, this current FCC is supportive. The Congress on the surface is supportive. But I'm always leery because these people get so much money from the entrenched interests, as we well know, that until something is passed that really is meaningful, not something that says we got it, but we really don't have it, we won't know for sure. And I suspect there's a long struggle ahead for this. But we need a free and open Internet. And I know the dark forces very definitely don't want to let that happen. And I'm not certain we have a friendly administration either. I have a big article coming year end, David, an Obama year one review. It is so long, I'm going to split it in two parts, and it's not kind. And right down the line, the wreckage that this guy has caused after less than 12 months, I'm just horrified at what we may have to face over the next 3 years. But we have the power to fight back, so I'll let you continue.
And that's a big message in the book, is we need to be the media, and now more than ever, you know, don't get complacent or comfortable. I think you're right, Mickey Huff rightly pointed out, you know, this Obama's Orwellian, I think you call it his Orwellian Peace Prize message, his War is Peace Prize in accepting the Nobel Peace Prize the other day. But I am hopeful that as you rightly point out, we do have a relatively friendly FCC, in that there's Julius Genachowski as the FCC chair, and we have a 3-2 majority, a Democrat to Republican majority, which looks like they're in favor of net neutrality and maybe getting more community broadband in place. But again, that's why I started writing the book. You know, I was doing the research for Be the Media in 2002, 2003, and everything that I had researched, you know, I took a look at almost every media field, from music to radio to television to publishing, and found that this increased control and corporate consolidation left artists at the wrong end of the negotiating curve, you know, all on the backs of consumers who are paying higher and higher prices for less and less content. In other words, they're promoting scarcity, obviously, so that you pay higher prices for fewer artists. So as I was researching the book, I noticed that the FCC was doing all this research in the same areas in preparation for these ownership rules, and I found that almost all the research was pointing in the exact opposite direction of what my research was showing me. And I was like, how could this be possible that they're looking at all the same facts and they're heading in a direction that's completely antithetical to competition, diversity, and localism? And so that's what really sort of motivated me to include a lot of the second half chapters in there on how to create a low-power FM radio station, you know, how to create a public access station in your community, because we have the right to it. I mean, the corporate, you know, public rights of way to our airwaves and even to our infrastructure, our cable infrastructure. You know, when a cable company comes in and rips up the ground to lay their cable, we the people, own these public rights of way. And it was amazing. It is continually amazing to me that we allow corporations to come in and dominate that spectrum and pay us very little in return.
Well,
and I'll give some examples. You know, on an individual level, the same thing I saw was happening on a community level. Again, taking of individual rights and rights of way and paying us very little in royalties and not owning the infrastructure or the content when that's said and done with. And we can talk about that after the break.
Well, we will take that break and come back. And again, as you stressed, there's so much we can do. And because of independent media like this program and many others, we can spread the word and let people know. But we'll come right back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to the News Hour. On with David Matheson. David, let me let you pick up if you remember exactly where you left off.
Absolutely. You know, I think maybe this session will look at a little bit more, dig a little bit deeper into the problem, and then next time when we come back, we're going to look at the solutions and find out what you can do as a listener at home to support local artists and get your message out there. And, you know, the big message I have, Stephen, is after doing all this research is, the old model was one of captive economics and scarcity, you know, promotion of scarcity. And what we're moving towards is looks like sustainable local business models and abundance. You know, in the past, it's not about technology, I should say. I mean, the big picture here is there's a global movement going on, and that movement is away from control and of content and distribution of the media from a very few large entities, corporations, in some countries, political or religious factors. And this movement is heading to giving that same power into the hands of the people. And this is a really empowering message. And it's, again, unusual and I think unheard of in all of human history to find this kind of grassroots flowering of creativity. Now, there are, in our country at least, significant forces underway that want to suppress that grassroots flowering. I mean, it's only natural. Corporations don't want you uploading your videos and your podcasts because they might compete with corporate-controlled news and media and other content. So when I look at the problem, you know, a lot of people, I think I've never been able to actually explain on a radio show the similarities between the problem on an individual level and the same problem that I see on a community level. And so I'm glad I have this opportunity because what I saw going on was when I looked at authors, musicians, and filmmakers for just a few examples, you see what happens is there's, in the past, the model has been one of captive economics and promotion of scarcity. The majority of an artist's royalties, when you're an author, a filmmaker, musician, two things happen. You basically have to give up, if you want to get that major label deal, you know, you give up 85 to 90% of your royalties to a large corporation. You know, and the other nefarious thing here is most of the time you give up the majority of your intellectual property to your work. And for authors, it's one thing. Musicians, it's worse. I mean, you know, for a musician, any musicians out there listening, you know, you already know, you get an advance, but that advance is just a royalty, and you have, is just a loan. And you've got to repay that loan based on your royalties. And if all you're getting is 10% of the royalties, you have to sell millions of CDs in order to actually have a hit and to be successful. The worst part about that is you actually lose the control over your work. So you get that advance, and basically Bare Naked Ladies, one of the bands I interviewed for the book, gave a great quote. It said, it's almost like you take out a loan to a house, and after you pay back the loan, the label still owns the house. You know, you still don't own the copyright to your work.
The word corporate predator didn't be invented for no good reason, David. That's for sure. These guys get the lion's share, and they give a tiny portion to the people. Dare I say, exploit even big names?
Absolutely, huge names. You know, the music industry, for one, is the floors of that industry is littered with tales of artists who've been abused by one-sided contracts. You know, Leanne Rimes signed like a 15 label deal when she was 14 years old. I mean, it's predatory and it's abusive, but the consumers on the other side of the coin continue to perpetuate this model, you know, especially with the American Idol model. You know, you think you're bringing these kids down a primrose path, but in fact, we're signing them on to indentured servitude to folks like Simon Fuller, who's 19 Management, really controls those artists who win. And anybody that really signs up as a contestant has to sign these really ridiculously one-sided contracts. So how does this relate to communities? You know, what I saw happening was, wow, you know, the same thing is going on a community level. And this was what was interesting to me is, you know, companies come into our, for example, for cable franchise renewals. You know, we sign usually a 10-year agreement with a cable company to come in and dig up our streets, and they get this exclusive right to deliver cable to our community. But not many people know, but the community only gets like 5% of those franchise fees. You know, what does the community get in return? Well, nothing really. You know, you get 5%, and you don't even own the infrastructure. And then basically, again, that's a captive economics model where the money is all exported out of the community, and you end up as a consumer paying exorbitant salaries to the CEOs of these cable companies. They build exotic headquarters, but even worse, they're paying lobbyists to encourage legislators to write laws that usurp yet more control over the community. You know, 13 states, I don't know if your listeners know this, but 13 states right now have laws on the books that prohibit communities from creating their own community broadband networks because these cable and phone companies are paying legislators to write corporate-friendly laws that usurp yet more control over our own communities so that we can't create and control our own local broadband networks. And this is
important. I didn't know that, David. That really is shocking. And if we really had a just, legitimate system, we would guarantee everybody free internet access, mandated, legislated. Everybody gets free internet access. Well, we're not going to give away computers for nothing, but if you have a computer, you can go online just like you can turn on your TV set to a broadcast, not a cable channel, and get it free, or turn on your faucet and get water. It should be the same thing with internet access, because that's the way to communicate.
Absolutely. It's as we mentioned before, this is the infrastructure battle of our generation. You know, and you know, why is this so challenging? It's not just for artists, but it's for actively participating in a democracy today. You really need access to a broadband internet today to be an active participant.
There's no question about it. I couldn't be doing what I'm doing without it, and it's changed my life by doing it. Let's take another break, David, and so much more to talk about. We'll come back, and I'll let you get right back into it again.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. On with David Matheson, talking about his book, Be the Media, how we can be the media, and we've got the tools, we've got the ability to do it. We've got to take advantage of it and do it, because this is the way that we can get our message out, the right kind of message to counteract the wrong kind. But David, let me let you continue and pick up with the story that we needed. You need to have as much time as possible to tell us, because you can't tell it all in 1 hour.
Yeah, I know, I could speak.
About 500 pages worth, that's for sure.
It sure is, yeah. And if folks want, they can pick up the book at bethemedia.com. I'd like to get on to the hopeful note now. You know, the problems in the past have been, you know, kind of across the board. You know, there's this model of scarcity. And as I mentioned, you know, this what I call captive economics, because corporations are not in the business model of competing with the audience, you know. And now what we're finding is this hopeful note is the audience is actually taking control. You know, the audience is actually entertaining and informing and sharing information with each other. And, of course, this competes directly with the corporate business model of promoting just a few artists or just a few messages. And the wonderful, hopeful piece of this is that anybody today can be the media. There's been no better time in human history for folks to be able to get their message out across the globe. And Stephen's doing a wonderful job with this, with blogs and podcasting and his website. And what I did was I decided, well, let me take a look across all these media fields and find those folks who were successful, whether you're a musician or a blogger, an author, or a journalist. And I get, again, you know, speaking engagements everywhere from Columbia Journalism School to the University of Missouri. They've actually adopted a course on entrepreneurial journalism based on some of the things that, you know, they've learned from the book. Because today, what we're trying to do in Be the Media is show people all of those ways of getting their message out directly. And what we found was, you know, that success obviously leaves clues, you know. And some of those clues that we saw, if we could summarize it down into 3 points. One of the major points was we found across the board, everybody out there was cultivating a core audience. They were having a direct, relationship with the audience. In other words, cutting out as many of the intermediaries as possible. And not many folks out there may realize, if I were to sell, for example, Be the Media through Amazon, two things go wrong in a big way. One is I lose 50 to 60% of the revenues. And the second piece is, which I think is more important, is I lose control of my customers. I don't know who my customers are. So that's why I think it's great that you suggest that if people wanted to get Project Censored's new book, that they go to directly to projectcensored.org, because this way you can have a direct relationship and know that you're supporting folks like Peter Phillips over at Project Censored, and also give them the lion's share of the revenues instead of giving it up to a corporation. So that's a number one, you know, cultivate your audience. Number two, the other important thing, as we talked about before, is own your rights, you know, control your rights. If you've given up your rights to a large corporation, it's harder and harder to do number three, the final item, which is repurpose your work into, you know, higher and higher value products and services for your fans. So those were sort of the three core pieces that we found in just about every field. And it's fascinating to see musicians out there that are taking this model and actually having a successful, you know, careers out of this. Bloggers, authors, you know, bloggers like Talking Points Memo and Fire Dog Lake, and, you know, the folks at Project Censored even. And even folks that aren't looking to build revenues but actually just get a message out include groups like, you know, IndieMedia.org. They're doing a fantastic job of getting their message out there. And again, moving from this model of scarcity to what I believe is the future, you know, this model of abundance, where we no longer have to play by the old rules of, you know, captive economics and scarcity.
Oh, indeed so. Indeed so. Oh, let me throw one thing in, David. I just got an email from Mickey Huff, and he says, hope you are having a good time with Dave. Oh, I would let him know, not just a good time, a terrific time, an absolutely terrific time. Let me let you continue.
Sure. You know, I think Doug Rushkoff wrote a great, he's a professor over at NYU, as I mentioned. He's been writing about Renaissance for a while now, and was really an inspiration to me. And what he talks about is, he talks about what he calls the leap to authorship. You know, this is, you know, in so many ways we felt unempowered and uninspired and kind of numbed down by corporate media and just accepting whatever it was, whatever those messages were that the corporations dished out to us. Now we're at a point where what Doug calls this leap to authorship. You know, not only the ability for anybody to be able to get a message out, but really of the ability for an individual to basically affect the grand narrative, you know, to write the game. You know, he also goes on to say, you know, we can now develop narratives together. And that's why I love the whole second half of Be the Media, because it's all about that community focus, you know, where folks are getting together to create open source software. They're not doing it for any profit. You know, folks that have created, for example, the browser, the Mozilla Firefox browser, you know, they did that for free. The folks who created the Linux operating system, it's absolutely for free. You know, you just download it. The open source movement with projects like Drupal. A lot of community sites have picked up the Drupal open source software. And again, this is Doug's, I think, real sort of push to encourage people to get out there and not only create work for themselves, but get out there in the community, local community support, not only in your own geographic area, but areas of political interests or religious or spiritual interests. We're seeing this happen now all over, and it's not about making money. You know, it's just about making things better. And that also includes, of course, open source voting, you know, where the proprietary code of the past will hope that in the future, you know, these machines that actually affect our democracy are based on open source software.
So that let me add one thing, something that touches very close to home for me. I've never been comfortable with technology. I've never been super proficient on a computer. And yet, look what I'm doing. I do a lot of writing. I've gotten known by a lot of web editors. I'll write an article. Quite a number of them go out on a regular basis. And they get picked up and posted by people with all the technical expertise that you're talking about. So even people like me with no technical savvy at all can do lots of things. They don't have to write. There are lots of ways to communicate. I mean, you can even write letters or short commentary, anything you want to do. But here am I, very technically not proficient, and I managed to get my message out to all kinds of people. I have no idea how many, but I know when I write an article, dozens of web editors will post it and repost it. And maybe a few weeks later, it'll continue to get reposted. And here I am doing radio. I'm retired. I never expected this. I never planned it. It just kind of happened. I was always active and concerned about things going on, but I communicate one-on-one with people. Then I began doing it in long letters to friends and even some rather noted people who maybe put up with my long letters that really were kind of an article before I ever started writing articles. So I'm able to do it this way. I'm able to get on air doing this. I get asked to do a lot of interviews besides this. This morning I was asked to give a one-hour talk early in January. Oh, well, of course I'll do it. Now I want them to tell me exactly what they want me to focus on. I know it's on the state of the world, more or less, but they're going to have other people talk, so they may want to address me to a certain issue. But there are lots of ways that we can do this, even for people who are uncomfortable with technology, like myself.
Absolutely, and that's the key point, too, Stephen, that you point out. We need to support each other, and the wonderful thing about the viral nature of the Internet is if somebody does have a powerful message, it's easier than ever to link to it, to post it, to syndicate it, to have other people spread that. You know, going viral means other people are spreading that message for you. And it used to be, you know, I worked at Reuters. I helped pioneer the syndication model from 1994 to 1999. I saw the power firsthand of the viral nature of the Internet and helped really large companies do it. But now individuals can do it. You don't need millions of dollars and a large, the world's largest news agency to be able to syndicate your content all over the web. All you need is a powerful message, a great product, a great song. And look, you know, we all know that songs, messages, you know, music, films, they're usually transferred by word of mouth. And in the past, it took a long time for that word of mouth to spread. So you kind of needed the power of a large corporation to broadcast you into the public consciousness. Today, you don't need that. The fans do the work. That's the wonderful thing about the bending and flexing of the social media like Facebook and Twitter and all of these other tools that allow people to link to your posts and to spread the word virally. That's the real power of the Internet today.
Oh, it really is. I don't even access those things myself, David. They pick me up on their own. I'll put out an article, and Twitter will pick it up, and Facebook will pick it up, and I'll get emails back based on it. And I say, my goodness, somebody's seeing this stuff, and they're getting into this vast system, and my word is getting out to people all over the world.
Absolutely.
It's astonishing. Anybody who can read English, I'm afraid I can't do it in any other language, but anybody who can read English can find everything I do. And I also keep a blog, which you can set up at no cost whatsoever. I only set mine up as a place to store all my articles chronologically, not really to be a blogger, but technically it made me a blogger. People access it, people go to it and discover it, and repost from things I put on my blog. And how much of a budget do I need for this? Zero.
Exactly.
I don't spend 10 cents.
And Mickey brought it up yesterday under the guise of the, you know, we need to support each other. You know, when he was talking about KPFA and Flashpoints and Guns and Butter. But we need to support each other. If folks are listening at home, you know, there is a great opportunity not just to be the media, but to support all your favorite artists directly, right? And that means, you know, talking to your friends about it, posting it, linking to it, putting it up on Facebook, blogging about it. But also, look, you know, let's start supporting each other financially. You know, give your favorite artist a tip jar donation. You know, buy their music directly from their website. Pick up Project Censor's book directly from projectcensor.org. Download their podcast. Read and comment on their blogs. It's up to every one of us to make things go viral and to get these messages that are so important to all of us and all of your listeners out there into the world. That's how we beat the big broadcasters at their own game, because they're behemoths. They're really moving really slowly into this new field, and we need, you know, we're the ones that make things go viral. It's up to every one of us to help our own favorite artists be successful.
And I always stress why I bring this up quite often in this program. I mention it in my articles, David. The reason is simple. You know, we don't have to become scholars. That's not the issue. We don't have to know everything about what's going on. But I like to refer to things going on by the dark forces, that really are the movers and shakers. And they're affecting us adversely in so much of what they're doing. Pick any topic at all. We talk about them all the time on this program, whether it's war and peace, whether it's health care reform, whether it's erosion of social services, civil liberties. This stuff is going on, and you never get any reports about this in the dominant media. They won't tell you. They don't want you to know. So why do we need to be informed and get involved? Because this stuff touches our lives, and if we don't change things, they're not going to change. The people at the top never do anything trickling down. Trickle down is an absurd idea, whether it was Reagan's idea or whether it's trickle down from government doing good things for ordinary people. They're not doing good things for ordinary people. It's up to us to make the changes that we want to see happen to make our lives better for our kids, our family, our friends. And again, if we don't do it, it won't get done. So we all have to get involved for self-preservation. That's the way I look at it.
Oh, absolutely. And that model of scarcity is a very subtle model. You know, when there's only a few corporations that control most major media, it's no wonder that there's only select messages that get out through newspapers and push through the echo chamber and just the few radio companies that are consolidators that control the radio industry and the few broadcasters. You know, in the past, you'd have to beg a network suit in order to get a program on the air. Well, the wonderful thing about today is the empowering thing I think that we have today is, well, now anybody can get a podcast or a radio show or a blog talk radio program or a video up on YouTube. You know, we no longer have to beg the suits to get messages out there. Now, that's a powerful, powerful, as I mentioned, the technology may come and go. The technology is going to change. But the bigger movement here is this movement away from just a few corporations or, you know, executives controlling the media and the distribution. And that movement is being put into the hands of the people. And, we need to support each other. I think the bigger change in consumer behavior that needs to take place here is folks listening. You know, we really need to change from thinking of ourselves as consumers of a product and more towards being patrons of an artist. And by an artist, I mean people like you, Stephen. You know, anybody out there, if you believe in the message of your program, if folks out there like this show, show it, you know, support it, link to it, talk about it, blog about it, give him some tip jar donations, call up some advertisers, you know, have him come out and speak at some events. You know, these are the ways that we can support each other and have the messages go viral. And, you know, in the past, we didn't really have a choice. You look at Be the Media's model. I don't resell through Amazon. You know, people always ask me, how come you're not up on Amazon or through Barnes & Noble? Well, I don't want to give up 60% of my revenues to a company that didn't do a darn thing for me to help write this book. It cost me a lot of money to write this book. Why at the very end of the game would I give up, you know, the majority of the revenues to a company that's basically just going to ship a book out? Hell, I can do that. But the more important thing, Stephen, is I don't want to give up control of my customer. I want to know who my customers are. I want to have a direct relationship with them. And, you know, that was the old model where you give up not only the majority of your revenues to the publishers and everybody else in the chain, but you also lose the customer so that when you go back to maybe write your second book, you still haven't built your base. You know, the whole point of Be the Media is try to build your audience. Get a direct relationship with your audience so they can help virally spread your message of change.
Oh, indeed so. Absolutely. I know somebody who comes on this program who believes in self-publishing and makes the same points you do, that you give it to these people, and they will take the lion's share of the profits and give you the tiny bit that's left over. But you can do it on your own. You can self-publish, and you can get the benefits. And in the case of this person, she put out a very important book that has really gotten her an awful lot of publicity because it is so, so good. And it's one that I can never stop talking about. And it inspired me literally to write 10 articles. Literally 10 articles. And maybe it helps sell a few books. But we can do it on our own, and we can get this message out. And we have so much to say. And those big boys, just on the Internet alone, David, they want to turn the Internet. They want to kill net neutrality, and they want to turn the Internet into a toll road so that everybody pays a price, and the more you get from it, the more you pay, including speed, content. And they also want to control content. So if they control it, if they really get what they want, heaven help us if they do, then they just might decide there's no way they're going to let a program like this be on the air, because we rail against those people. We explain exactly who they are and what they're doing. So they will squelch us. They will squash us and they will take us off the air, and all the rest of it as well. And it's no idle threat. This is going on at KPFA with Flashpoints Radio. Well, I mean, the station itself is doing this, not the big cable companies or broadcasters, but we have to fight back and act in our own self-defense.
And, you know, you bring up net neutrality ties in really strongly with the dangers of media consolidation. This is why Comcast is trying to buy NBC. You know, they want to own not only the toll roads, but the content on those roads so that they can continue to extract high prices from us and fewer artists that we have to choose from their stable instead of our own.
Oh, absolutely, David. We need to take another break. I'll let you come back with final comments. That 1996 Telecom Act, what an atrocity that was. I've written several times about it. Back in a moment.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Final segment with David Matheson. David, this has been a terrific hour. I sure want to get you back to do more of this. Mickey, when he comes on, such important stuff that we talk about. And when the hour ends, I feel awful. It's the worst moment of the program when the music comes on near the end and we have to cut it off because the next program's coming on. There's so much more to talk about, but I've got to get you back so we can spend more time on this. But let me let you finish up with some final thoughts.
Thanks so much, Stephen, for the opportunity. You know, usually I dig really deep if I've got musicians on the line or, you know, I know there's authors on the call. I get deep into the business models, but you know, one of the things that you brought up that I just want to, you know, you may have a listener at home that's thinking, gosh, you know, I'm not really technologically savvy. I don't know anything about this stuff, or, you know, maybe I don't have the money or I'll never be able to get a big enough fan base to get my message out. here's the wonderful thing about what's happening today on two major fronts, right? One is, just like you mentioned, Stephen, you had little technology background. Look what you're doing. You know, you've got this blog, you've got a podcast, you've got the radio show, all, and your fans are actually promoting it for you. You don't, all you need is a telephone today in order to get this stuff going. You know, like, you can dial into your blog and actually call things in. You don't need to be technically savvy in order to do this, number one. And number two is the other big pitch we have in the book. The foreword is by Kevin Kelly, who co-founded Wired Magazine and was editor of the Whole Earth Catalog. And what his argument is, or his theory is, you don't need millions of fans anymore to make a hit. You don't need millions of fans in order to create a great, you know, newspaper post or article. Today, he argues that just 1,000 fans will do. You know, that because costs for creation are so low now, anybody can create a blog post or a podcast or a video and put it up on YouTube. And if you have just 1,000 true fans, and he says those 1,000 true fans, if they'll give you, for example, an average of $100 out of their annual salary, well, for an artist today, that's $100,000. That's a way to make a living from your passion without having to have a part-time job or figure out a way to make things work. So I think we're in a period today where there's never been a better time to be the media. You know, you don't need to be technically savvy. You don't need millions of fans. Right now, there's no excuses. You know, the book takes a no-whining approach to media, that there's no better time to be the media. And we encourage people not only to be the media, but to support your favorite artists. You know, go to republicbroadcasting.org and sjlenjman.blogspot.com. Support Stephen, support Mickey and Peter over at Project Censored, and support your favorite artists.
David, tell people again how to get your book easily and simply directly from you.
Yeah, it's www.bethemedia.com.
And all the information is there, easy to order it, a handbook on how we can be the media. I have to add, David, that in my case, I don't want anybody to send me a dime. Money is not what I want. I love feedback. I put my email address on the bottom of every article. Anybody can find them on different sites, certainly on my blog. Email me. Tell me what you think of this program. Tell me what you think of my articles. I try very hard to answer everybody as soon as I can. I love feedback. That's the fuel that keeps me going. So that's my reward.
Absolutely, and same here. You know, my pitch at the end of all my presentations is it's more about the relationships and about the connections than it is about products. And one of the things that you can get, you know, you can go to bethemedia.org, where I've got a blog where you can get lots more free information. I've got the free download of the introduction to Be the Media, which really covers a majority of the book. So there's plenty of free information up there. And, you know, go to mediafreedominternational.org as well to get lots of important non-corporate news that you may not be hearing through mainstream media.
David, I thank you very much. We're just about out of time. You'll hear the band strike up any moment now.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Oh, some of my favorite music. Oh, in the new year, I've got to get you back, David, to get more into this, because this really strikes a very vital chord for me. I mean, this is what I do. This is what's so important, what Republic does. I'll end saying to be continued, David, and my great thanks and a happy holiday to you and your family.
A pleasure. Thanks so much. Best to you.
Thank you, David. And join us again tomorrow. We'll be back with more live programming.
With recent